This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you've tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Healthcare and Technology Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Voted one of the best 100 doctors in his field in America, Dr. Gosteen is a practitioner of nutrition who creates health education modules for his patients. He, along with Dr. Ford, conducted an analysis of more than 39,000 deliveries and from that research developed Baby Q. Dr. Gosteen, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Nice to be here.
Yeah, nice to have you. So, first of all, how did you come up with the name Baby Q? It does have a catchy ring to it.
Well, yeah, what we wanted was a name that helped explain what we're all about, actually. The concept is that the Baby Q is actually a measure, a reflection of the infant's health in utero while the mom's pregnant. And it's a number you can loosely assign to that child while that child's developing, much like IQ is a number that can be assigned to individuals. Baby Q is sort of an indication of the wellness, the potential for development, as we call it, for that child in utero. We wanted to give mothers a number they could fixate on because there's so much coming at young women nowadays that we thought if we could simplify it to a number that would resonate with them, that this is something that would be easier for them to adopt and use and then hopefully, therefore, increase the health of their pregnancy.
Can you explain how the Baby Q works?
Sure. Well, the idea came from this. It actually started when my daughter was pregnant with our first grandchild. I had a discussion with her. She knew I had done a significant amount of research on vitamin D, and we had looked into vitamin D and noted some deficiencies in patient populations that were quite striking back in 2005, and we published that. So when she became pregnant, I knew that vitamin D was very important in pregnancy, and I told her, go ahead and make sure you take adequate vitamin D. Well, she talked to her OB, and her OB actually kind of went through the roof and said, well, doesn't your father know it's a fat-soluble vitamin? It could be toxic. And, of course, he was mistaken in a lot of what he told her, but it did create a lot of confusion with my daughter and me and her OB. So I looked at that and I said, boy, I wonder how we can prove how important it is. So we started, we worked with our friends at Spectrum Health Research. We got into the database. We ultimately analyzed 39,000 deliveries over a five-year period. And what we saw was a striking reduction in pregnancy complications by the end of the summer, and we correlated it with available sunlight, meaning that vitamin D was at play. Well, we also knew from observational analysis here in West Michigan that the other things that were happening by the end of the summer were not only increased sun exposure, increased vitamin D, but increased outdoor activity, increased consumption of locally grown fruits and vegetables, lessening of seasonal depression. So this gave us the idea for putting together a little program for young moms that would help them identify which things would contribute best to the wellness of their pregnancy. Well, after we looked at our own data, we also looked at data, of course, and recommendations from the World Health Organization and from the American College of Obstetricians, and we put together from data from very respected institutions like those two with our data, and we came up with a suite of questions, frankly. It's a short survey, 23 questions that they can take usually in under 3 minutes. And then we can give them a number predicated on how they answer these questions, looking at issues surrounding their lifestyle, their exercise, their nutrition, and stress habits. And then based on those four areas, we call that LENS, actually, that little acronym, we are able to give them a number and tell them where they stand in the Baby Q universe. And number, again, much like IQ, their Baby Q ranges from 0 to 100.
You studied 39,000 pregnancies. Tell us about that research that you conducted. How did it help you develop Baby Q, and what were some of those results?
Yeah, the results we looked at were basically pregnancy. We looked at hypertension of pregnancy, preeclampsia, eclampsia. We looked at preterm delivery, and we were looking for seasonal trends because we could see, and West Michigan has a uniquely cloudy climate. We get really only about 60 full sunny days a year. We're much like Seattle because we have the Great Lakes affecting us. And so we're with all that sunlight, and then we had data from the Weather Service, of course, looking at available sunlight over that period, we were able to correlate reductions in complications among these 39,000 pregnancies, which, again, we did correlate it within sun exposure, implying the link to vitamin D. And I presented that data at the American Society of Nutrition. So it was a look back at 39,000 deliveries and pregnancy complications attendant to those deliveries and correlating it with the sun exposure, which was the big part of the analysis.
Dr. Gustine, if you would, tell us about the LIN system, the acronym that you use, the LIN system, and how it's helping expectant mothers deliver healthier babies.
Well, again, the BabyQ survey, again, it's 23 questions, very rapid, under 3 minutes. We look at lifestyle, exercise, nutrition, and stress. And we break down, and then hence the acronym LENS, we break down women's answers to the survey into those four areas. We have found that some of the bigger areas for problems are nutrition and exercise, things that are reasonably easy to correct. And so we want to be able to have women target which areas in those four major areas should they be emphasizing for correction, as opposed to just giving them broad-based recommendations. You know, mothers who are pregnant should always make sure they wear their seatbelt or not smoke or not alcohol. Well, you know, only a small percent of the women in our community smoke, 20%. So you really want to target those women with your anti-smoking campaign. Very small percent tend to use alcohol. You want to target them specifically. So what we're able to do with the BabyQ system is actually target the areas, the lifestyle, exercise, nutrition, stress response areas that really need to be targeted in each individual woman. And that's what the LEN system allows us to do. Focus for them with targeted messages that can help shape their behavior that they really need to target themselves. So that's what LENS brings to the table, so to speak.
Well, how did you develop the scoring system?
That took a long time. It was a weighted average that we basically looked at where in the literature we reviewed, this is no exaggeration, over 4,000 articles in the literature, along with our own research, recommendations from the World Health Organization, recommendations from ACOG, that's the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists. Some things you get very good data on. There's interesting. There are things that people don't realize. Artificial sweeteners are very important. Sleep is hugely important. The amount of time women are on their feet is important. So you're able to get some good literature on a lot of these issues. And so that allowed us to weight these issues correspondingly based on, and there were numbers, you know, you could look at artificial sweeteners and you could actually see a linear response in terms of preterm delivery in a large Danish study of 59,000 women. You could see a linear response to the increased consumption of artificial sweeteners and preterm delivery. So there you get data from the literature. Some of the data we got from, again, our own analysis, knowing what's happening to hypertension of pregnancy, to preeclampsia by the end of the summer when vitamin D levels are higher. We saw a 40% reduction in risk between the end of the summer and the peak of the winter. So you can actually get some numeric numbers going for you. And then based on all that, you put it together, and then you test it against the population, which was interesting. And we have some data now from, of course, the BabyQ population. And you can see where women are and how that is shaking out against, you know, what their numbers are shaking out against, what the literature might suggest, so to speak. And, of course, we can then fine-tune our recommendations based on how the community, the BabyQ community, responds.
Today we are joined by Dr. Gostin, a practitioner of nutrition who creates health education modules for his patients and the co-developer of BabyQ here on eHealth Radio's Healthcare and Technology Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Gostin, what drove you to make BabyQ accessible as a mobile and web app?
I told my daughter, I said, when we got into this whole issue, it was really driven by, the fact that she gave birth to our first grandchild. And I realized that, and she's had the, as we said, the benefit of living with me. I hope it's a benefit. It is a benefit. But in terms of nutrition and wellness for the last 25 years. But as I, the longer I'm a physician, I see the outcomes of horrible diseases that take a lifetime toll, and I've realized that it's much more gratifying to prevent disease than to treat disease. And so what I wanted to do was reach backwards in time, so to speak, was to get to a younger population, and you can't get any more young than in the womb. You want to try to prevent and to treat disease in the womb because that's where it gets started. People don't realize, and that's what drove me to make it a platform for young women, hence making it mobile, making it an app, making it something easily accessible from their phone, was just to reach backwards in time. I want to treat children before disease begins as opposed to adults when disease is, you can move the needle very little, and hence our answer.
Well, can all expectant mothers benefit from BabyQ?
Oh, absolutely. And even women who are trying to conceive or thinking about conceiving can benefit from BabyQ. But certainly expectant mothers can all benefit tremendously. The other thing we provide is targeted messages. Again, but it's based on their, I want to stress this, it's really based on where their needs are. We can give them simple messages just once a day. We certainly don't want to overwhelm anybody. But our algorithm helps sort out what their three most critical needs are, or what we call actually opportunities for improvement. And then we can give them a little message every day on how quickly to do something that may be beneficial, whether it's a little meal plan that is push notified across their phone, a little snack they might eat that day to improve their BabyQ. Little strategies for exercise, for actually stress reduction. So we can give them a targeted message every day to improve their BabyQ. So it's a very user-friendly program between the survey and then the message could help almost any young woman, but certainly could help any woman that's pregnant tremendously.
Do you think web and mobile apps can replace a visit to the doctor?
We actually have some literature on that. I think it can definitely help. There's no two ways about it. There's actually some literature that suggests that you can make an improvement just with an app alone. For one thing, Text to Stop, which was a wonderful program developed out of England on smoking cessation. Now, it might help. Let's say 10 to 20% of the population, and you might say, well, that's not the majority. But when you look at the cost effectiveness of that type of program, because frankly the app is free, and when you look at the cost of just one preterm delivery, it's $200,000 in the hospital, and then maybe $1 million after that, taking care of a baby that's born at 26 weeks for the rest of his or her life, because these children have lots of problems. And you look at the return on a free app. And so even if you're moving the needle 5, 10, 15%, your return in terms of overall health to the community and cost savings is immense. So you might not be able to get everybody to do everything perfect, and of course that would be way unreasonable to expect that. But if you can get a significant percent to do just a little bit better, and if you can reduce just some of these complications, 5, 10%, you can make a huge difference in the health of our population. And I mean that the population at large, I'm talking about everybody, because if you get into this concept of what we call epigenetics, turning on the good genes in utero, And that can be done. We know that it's being done. There's tons of studies that show if women treat themselves properly during their pregnancy, they turn on the best genes for that child lifelong. And that makes a difference in terms of that child's emotional, physical, and intellectual potential. If you can do that 5-10% across the population, you make a huge impact.
And finally, what do you see as the future of mobile and web health applications?
The future is going to be in integrating those applications into your everyday life in a very seamless fashion so that it can help sculpt your individual behavior. Can help guide you, not sculpt, but help guide you in a way that is virtually seamless. It can make up for some of the deficiencies. We have to sculpt these apps, this mobile technology, which is being done at a very rapid rate, to help make up for some of the other deficiencies in our culture. And so I see just a very tight integration with our day-to-day life as time goes on with all sorts of mobile technologies.
Dr. Gustine, where can our listeners find more information about BabyQ and to be in contact with you online in this regard?
Well, we obviously have a presence on Facebook, and we're at babyq.com, where women can go and learn a lot about us. That's a very good resource. That's the top resource. And, our, like I said, our Facebook page. So either one. And we have an app. It's called the BabyQ Score. They can search for the app on the iPhone, and we are doing an Android app. But on the iTunes, you search for BabyQ Score.
We've been talking with Dr. Gustine, a practitioner of nutrition who creates health education modules for his patients. He's also the co-developer of BabyQ. You can get more information online at babyq.com, also on Facebook and on iTunes to pick up the app. In the search bar, it's BabyQ Score. Dr. Gustine, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Eric, thank you very much.
Hey, you're very welcome. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Healthcare and Technology Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.